Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come on, I can't even watch the game. Play, this is not a watch party.
Watch party? Who said party? As in party party.
Let's check the replay.
This What Really Happened replay is brought to you by Progressive. One thing no one would challenge, protecting your home and auto with Progressive.
My bad.
Should I pull forward a touch?
Hope he's got Progressive.
Sorry, that topiary came out of nowhere.
Hey, everybody. If you want to have a watch party with more videos like this, click over here.
And keep the guest list under 100.
The Drum Major Instinct.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Rise, poor little children, will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their
There's no one else to turn to but you, yeah. You're the only answer to the situation. There's a lot of people going hungry, 'cause they can't get nothing to eat. A little bit more.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to some service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. You are now tuned into News Forum, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, with host and anchor investigative reporter Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, aka Chinchilla J, better known as the Queen of Justice.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
Wait, I don't think y'all ready for this.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go! Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go! Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
Hey everybody, this is your girl, Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, aka Chinchilla J, and yes, I am the Queen of Justice.
No, 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 no.
Do you think the United States is wrong in their support to Israel by continuously supplying weapons? Who is the cause of this war? Why is this war happening? And who is to benefit from such a catastrophe, such a catastrophic event of thousands and thousands of lives being lost, including children, babies, and women, all civilians? Thousands dead, and the war continues with no shame, with no regard to human life. Wars and rumors of wars. The never-ending war on crime, from politics to drugs, gun violence to gun control, wrongful imprisonment to death by incarceration, human rights to human trafficking, to territorial search. When will it end? Tonight is Sunday, November 26th, 2023, the fourth and final Sunday in the 11th month of the year. Next Sunday will be the first Sunday in December, which is the 12th month of the year, meaning that We will be in a new year in about a little over a month from now. We will be in 2024, and 2023 will be out the door. Tonight on News Forum, the brainwash and controlling tactics of government and spiritual wickedness in high places. True or false? Politics, power, and propaganda brainwashes and controls nations and people all over and all around the world. Are you a victim? We all have been victimized by politicians, governments, even pastors, priests, and preachers. And tonight, it's time for the ugly truth about Thanksgiving Day. Are you ready for that? Well, if you're not, you better strap in. Put on your seatbelt, because tonight you will go for a fast ride of truth. The almighty dollar, money, the root to all evil. What will you do for money? What have you done for money? What have you done for position and power? Also tonight on News Forum, get the latest on the war on Palestine, the Israeli-Hamas war. From continued bombing, airstrikes, and the like, to the killing of several journalists and the releasing of some hostages and prisoners. Was the 4-day ceasefire successful? Find that out tonight. More Middle Eastern wars and wars around the world are formulating in the planning stages, and some are already in progress. Again, my question, could this be World War III? To my listeners, I also want to hear from you tonight. How can I hear from you? Well, if you tuned in tonight via cell phone or landline, press 1 and you will be placed into the caller's queue. If you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web, you must dial in at 516-453-9133. To talk live on the air with me. And don't forget, if you would like to donate to Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition, please do so. As a matter of fact, do so while we're on air tonight. Okay? How can you donate? Well, it's very easy if you have Cash App. The Cash App is $BAVoice. That's $ B as in boy, E as in Edward, A as in apple, B as in Victor, O as in Oscar, I as in ice, C as in Charlie, and E as in Edward, T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, U as in you, and R as in Robert. Be a voice tour, or you may donate via Venmo. The Venmo account is at Be a Voice. That's at BEAVOICE. And if for some reason you have trouble donating via Cash App, inbox me, Chinchilla Jonesia. Chinchilla is with one L. That is CHINCHILAJONESIA, my first and last name, with the space in between. Inbox me on Facebook, or you may contact me Monday through Friday at 844-642-8378, extension 888. If you inbox me on Facebook, inbox me your Cash App, your Cash Tag, and the amount you would like to donate to be a voice and right the wrong coalition so that we may continue our advocacy work, fighting for the wrongfully incarcerated, speaking truth to power, and exposing injustices in America and beyond. And if you have a business, you can become a sponsor of Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition. But for now, don't you dare go nowhere. Keep it right there. News Forum with your girl. We'll be right back after this. Help Be a Voice continue their advocacy work to free the wrongfully incarcerated, to end mass incarceration, and child life without the possibility of parole. For more information, contact Be a Voice at 878, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m., extension 111. Be a Voice today. Thank you to my millions of listeners worldwide. News Forum with your girl, Chinchilla J, now has over 24 million listeners. News Forum is a syndicated radio program which broadcasts every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To tune in and listen to News Forum, you must dial 516-453-9133. And if you would like to talk, comment, or vent, or ask a question to me or one of my guests, just press 1 and you will be placed into the caller's queue. You may also tune into News Forum via the World Wide Web at www.blogtalkradio.com. News Forum with Chinchilla J. News Forum is a product of the ONE Dynasty and Ngozi Time Multimedia. WBNN, we are Beverly Nation. While we believe in freedom of speech and uncensorship, News Forum, however, ask you to please refrain from the use of profanity. And while our views may differ in opinions, we agree to disagree. And all opinions and viewpoints are welcomed and acknowledged. News Forum can also be a very controversial program most times, but it brings truth and exposure of injustices that black and brown people face every single day in this country we call the United States of America, which to me is totally divided, not united at all. And my views are not necessarily the views of WBNN. But again, all views, viewpoints, and opinions are welcome. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And again, invite someone to tune in tonight, because it may just be what they need to hear.
you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. The host, the anchor, the investigative reporter. None other than the Queen of Justice herself, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla. Yay! Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to another segment of News Forum. It's a great day in the neighborhood, Mr. Rogers, okay, back when I was a kid, that's what he used to say, okay, but it is a great day. Every day that we're blessed to be alive is definitely a great day. And tonight, wow, there's so much to talk about because so much has been going on, not just here in the United States of America, but all over the world. And where do we begin? You know, geez, we're going to be talking about the brainwashing and the control that has been going on now for eons, okay? How governments, and when I talk about governments, I'm not just talking about, you know, the politicians, but there's different branches of governments and all that stuff. And then there are organizations, you know, that are governed. Their own ordinances and all that stuff, these different fraternities. There's so many different and all talk about. They are in the business of brainwashing and control, controlling people, controlling the way people think, that controlling how they spend, and the whole about the commercials, commercials that come on. Commercials are so very brainwashing, okay? They give you subliminal messages in with the food that they're showing. People that they're trying to market and get people to buy, guess what? Before you know it, you're like, oh boy, I want one of those. Because if you see it daily, over and over again, also throughout the day.
Hold on, Chinchilla, you're fading in and out, in and out, in and out. So as she's trying to get herself together, we're going to play another track and get this thing, you know, electronic technicians together. So, of course, you know, all the folks out there, you know, listen to my voice. This is Dr. Ngozi. And, of course, 516-453-9133. We're going to do is press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And you know how she does all the time. Her theme song, we get it together because, you know, it is what it is, Bob Marley.
But did you know what life is worth? All right. Thank you so much, Dr. O, for Bob Marley. Get up, stand up for your rights, people. And that's what we're talking about every Sunday. You getting up, standing up for your rights, because it is your right. And it should be your duty to want to do it. Okay? So tonight we're talking about the propaganda. All these commercials, everybody, that are brainwashing you, brainwashing your children and everyone you know. They're giving you subliminal messages on what to buy, what to eat, and what to how to think, and what to wear, and all of that stuff. And people fall prey to that every day, every day. Riding down the street, you know, after hearing and watching these commercials with all these catchy phrases and jingles, and then all of a sudden, you see a store that's been mentioned that you watched over and over again. Let's say you're hungry, and all of a sudden, wow, there are the Golden Arches. There's McDonald's, and you want to go get some of that killer food. Or, hey, you're riding past another store, and you see, oh, wow, there's a GameStop. Let me go get this latest video, this video game. Let me go and get this PlayStation 5 and all of this. Or you're riding past an Apple store. I need that latest iPhone. Crazy stuff, people. And you spend mad money, and you don't mind doing it. You'll go in debt to do it just so that you can have it. So that sounds like you've been brainwashed to me. So those of you that do those things, guess what? You've been brainwashed, okay? You're being controlled, okay, by these companies and corporations that are putting these products out there, and by the marketing companies that are marketing their products. And, geez, wake up, people. Don't stay prey to these gimmicks to keep you broke, okay? It is crazy. So we want to make sure that you understand what's going on. So, hey, like I said, you better strap in and put on your seatbelt tonight, because you're going on a journey, a wild-fast journey of truth tonight, okay? And some of you may get mad, but okay, later on down the road, you'll be glad that you listened, okay? So the seeds are going to be planted tonight. What you do with it is up to you, okay? It's up to you to water those seeds so that you can grow and mature, okay? It's all about growth. So how can you grow if you don't receive anything to grow with or grow from? So hopefully someone will grow tonight, because you're going to learn the truth tonight. Our governments, and when we talk about government, there are different branches of government, of course. Then there are organizations, there are fraternities and sororities and the whole nine, all types of things. We have the Masonic people, the Masons, the Freemasons, the Freethinkers, and the Elks, and all of this other stuff that, you know, that's going on in society today. All these organizations, and these organizations are also their own little governments, and they have their own way of brainwashing their members and controlling them as well. And then these entities, they have prestige, they have power, and they have money, okay? And so we know that money talks, okay? The almighty dollar, it talks to so many people, and so many people are controlled by the dollar bill, by money, and it's such a shame. And a lot of people, you know, they say that money is the root to evil. Or, no, I'm sorry. People say that money is evil, okay? But money itself is not evil, okay? Money is necessary for us to survive. It's not evil. But what is evil is the love of money. The love of money, everybody, is the root to evil. Not money itself, but the love of money. And why is that? Because people will do any and everything for it. And if that's not controlling, you know, people see money as something greater and more powerful than God. Y'all better wake up, okay? Because money, that love of money is going to send so many of y'all straight to hell, quick, fast, and in a hurry, okay? And it's sad. But y'all think y'all getting by right now, and hey, everything's all hunky-dory and and all that stuff, and you're living large, and you're the most evilest people in the world. You know, those that love money, because they will lie, they will steal, they will kill, and it doesn't matter who they lie to, who they steal from, or who they kill, okay? They will kill their enemies, their friends, and their families, and even themselves once they can't have it anymore. And, you know, it's sad. So they'll kill to get it, and they'll kill when they don't have it because they don't want to go into a life of poverty or be ridiculed by their peers who now will see them, oh, wow, now they don't have money. So they don't want that embarrassment because they're too prideful. But that love of money, people, hey, it's going to kill you, okay? And, I mean, it's going to kill you because guess what? You're going to die regardless when it's your time. But then, guess what? You're going to die, okay? Because that love of money is going to kill you because you're going to be in hell burning daily, okay? With watching that money burn, okay, and screaming for your money, all right, but it's being burnt up every day, so are you, okay, so, you know, it's kind of funny when you think about it, but hey, this is reality, people, so don't let money consume you, don't let money overtake you, and what I really dislike is people that don't have money, and when they don't have money, they're one way. And, you know, they plan and have these big plans and stuff they're going to do. And let's even take organizations, for instance. Like, let's use an example, the city of Philadelphia. With all the gun violence we have in Philadelphia, and for the past three years almost now, they've been funding. The federal government, the state government, has been funneling millions. And I think one year it's close to $1 billion. Into the city of Philadelphia to give out to organizations that say they're going to provide resources and programs for the young people to keep them off the streets to combat these senseless gun violence. And these organizations got money, but they did absolutely nothing to help the young people. What did they do? They went on vacations, they pocketed the money, they brought homes and cars and all kinds of stuff. Now, not all organizations, so don't get me wrong, I'm not saying all organizations did that, but the bulk of them did, okay? And it's so sad. And so you have organizations that may start off with good intentions, and they're doing some great work without money. But then when they get the money, they lose their focus. Because then they are now ruled by the money. Once the government starts funding them, they lose their focus. Some lose their focus because they're blindsided by the money. Then others lose their focus slowly when the government starts to dictate to them what to do and how to run their programs and what they cannot do and so or what they want to see. Okay, so the government wants them to promote their agenda. Okay, and when that organization does not want to promote the government's agenda, the government will threaten them to take away their money, okay? And so what do those people do? They will then cater to the government and do whatever the government says so that they can continue to receive that funding. That is so very wrong because the lives of our young people are at stake. And guess what? Their blood will be on your hands, every organization that operates that way, okay? And you will have to answer to God. Because if you're not going to do what you say you're going to do, then you don't need to be in it at all, okay? Stop perpetrating, okay? Stop the perpetrating. It's fraudulent, okay? And all y'all need to be locked up, okay? So we have to realize, people, that as we continue this journey of life, it's so important for us to walk with integrity, be people of integrity, and keep your word. If you say you're going to do something, do it. If you can't do it, say, I can't. If you don't know how to do it, say, I don't know how, okay? But let's start to be people of integrity and people of love and people of compassion. So we're be talking about a lot of stuff, and like I said, it's going to hurt some of y'all, okay? And as my toes, but just say ouch, okay? Because guess what? That's what y'all need to see. Crushing some fingers and all that stuff tonight. But it's needed because today here in America, everybody, is that.
All right, Dr. J, you're fading in and out again. Hold on, Doc. You're fading in and out again. Whatever you are, move. Stop moving or whatever you're doing because it's fading. Go ahead.
Okay, is that better? Okay.
Yes, yes.
I'm lied to in this country. Every day we're lied to. Every day we...
Nope, you're still fading, Doc. You're still fading. All right, so, of course, again, I guess she's, you know, talking some heavy stuff because they kind of cut her right off, smooth off again. So we're going to try to do what we need to do. So we're going to take our first caller of the evening, and hopefully the great doctor will be back on before that happens. Call number one, you're live right now in News Forum. How are you tonight?
Hello, hello. Am I the first calling?
Yes, you are. How are you?
I'm blessed. This is Narcissa, and peace and blessings to you. And I definitely hope Dr. Chinchilla can tap in because
she
hit the hammer on the nail. And
yeah, she's right back in.
That they don't want us to have.
Do us a favor, Narcissa. Try to go into a room where we can't hear any background from your family, because we know everyone can hear that. I know you have a small child.
My apologies. I was actually on my back porch, and you can hear them from the kitchen.
All
so
right.
my apologies for that.
It's all right.
But,
hey, Dr. J, you on?
Yes.
Hi, Dr. Chinchilla.
Hi, how are you, Narcissa?
Hi, I'm blessed and highly favored. I have Ali's son on the line with me, and I don't know if he wants to talk, but I just felt compelled to join him in the call so that
okay.
he could hear.
Now, which one? Is it Amir?
Yeah, this is Amir. Yeah, he's on the line with me.
Okay.
Man, you know what I mean? You just spoke to every aspect of what is wrong with this place. You know, this place is not a country. It's a corporation. You know, all of our hierarchies are very tactfully and skillfully put together in a way that keeps certain people on the top and certain people on the bottom. And it's never about liberty. It's never about truth. It's never about justice. It's about who has the biggest bank account. And what is unfortunate is that it's apparent. It's apparent and it's blatant. And we have to get to the point to where, you know, it's almost like we're on the brink of a revolution needing to happen, you know, because these people in power, they're going to do anything that they can to stay in power. They're going to lie. They're going to steal. They're going to cheat. They're going to kill. They're going to step on whoever's neck get in the way, including yours and mine. You know, let's be clear. When
yes.
you get into, you know, really speaking the truth, you have people coming at you from on all levels. You know, like quiet as kept. I've been in my own civil rights fight for years now, you know, and I've learned to understand the system for what it is. And I know that they know that what they're doing is wrong and what they're doing is corrupt and unjust and unfair. But we have to, especially with our young generation, because this generation here is a generation that fears nothing. They don't fear the law, neither do they obey the law. And we almost need that. You know, we need to get to a point and to a place to where we're not afraid of what will happen to us if we speak the truth. And so, you know, I really commend you and this fight. And what I'm, you know, already been positioning myself to getting ready to do is, you know, go after, you know, I'm certified in grant writing, you know, and there are a lot of people that like to give to causes like this, but because of the damage that can come from them being a sponsor or giving dollars to the fight, you know, for justice, they don't want to be known. They don't want to be hurt. You know, there are blacklists of philanthropists that will fund these causes, that will help us to mobilize.
It's a number to call tonight.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead, Narcissa.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, you know, like I was saying, you know, it's one thing for me to just be on here, you know, talking about Ali and his story and his situation, but it's another to put all of these stories together. You know, Brother Samuel, who's, you know, he's trying to, the poor man can't even sit up. You know what I mean? He's
right.
Paralyzed permanently as a result of damage suffered by the hands of people that, you know, are in positions to keep him quiet, you know. But when we start putting all of these stories together and a collective effort, and I really want to, you know, be that catalyst to help you pull these things together, because I do believe that if we start gathering these and doing these marches, if I have to come there, if I have to go to Philadelphia, D.C., I don't care what it is, you know, but at the end of the day, when you're fighting the good fight, this is what God talks about, is the good fight. When we're fighting the fight for justice and equality, the ability,
yes,
to just be human beings and not be hunted down like cattle and dogs and disregarded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we put our voices together and make a unified sound of we've had enough. You know, there are so many men, two men just week before last were murdered where Ali is. You know, and
yeah,
we don't get to know what goes on behind the scenes. They don't get mental health in there. He doesn't get counseling. He doesn't have anyone that he can vent to. They don't have proper medical. They're not getting proper food. And it's like, what is this? Are we Russia? Is this Japan? We're not any better than these people over here, you know, bombing Jerusalem and Hamas. We're not any better than them. For
right,
allowing these things
right
to go on in our soil. And it's like, we got to stop turning our head to the fight that's here, you know, and take up that cross. You know, we can fight for somebody else's freedom when we get ours, because technically we're still not free, never free. We own somebody's payroll. We still a slave. We paying taxes. We still slaves. You know, all of these things,
yes,
you know, and you would be surprised. I can't go in depth about it, but I'm not that one. I live a very minimalistic life. I don't get all into the glitz and glamour and wanting to have this and have it all, and I need a new car every year and a new, if it ain't broke, I'm not fixing it. Because there's plenty of home, there's plenty of other things that you can do with your money. You know, I just came from a little while ago giving food to the homeless. You know, Like, there's too much. We are the wealthiest, richest place in the world, and we have the largest homeless rate. You know, you got people hoarding billions of dollars, and other people don't have $2. That doesn't make – what sense does that make? You know?
Right.
And it's just tragic that, you know, that we're only this far. I mean, for God's sake, that was 1968. Dr. King, you know, died, Million Man March, and 40 years later, 50 years later, we haven't taken not one step. You know, when you really think about it, we haven't advanced much in our rights as free human beings. I mean, truly free human beings. Every application we fill out, what is one of the first of the top five questions? Those first three are going to be, who do you identify as? African American, Black, you know, Hispanic, non-Hispanic. Those are the first things. Why does that matter? I'm a person. I need help, or I need education, or I need this house. Why do we always have to identify our race and our culture when it's not supposed to make a difference? You know? So that's all.
Yeah.
I just wanted to hear, you know, I wanted money to hear and understand that this fight, it's about his dad's freedom. But, you know, I have four black sons. And there's no way that I can't do everything that I possibly can to make sure my sons are not going to be somebody's target practice or hauled off into somebody's prison system and be made to free labor for the rest of their life. You know, this is sad. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, so it's a war, my sister. It's a war.
Yeah.
It's a war every day for us in many different ways. It's a war. You know, although bombs aren't being dropped on us and all that stuff, but it's definitely a war. It's a battlefield in the streets of inner cities. It's a battlefield every day. And in the prison system, a battlefield for all the inmates in the prisons, especially those that are wrongfully incarcerated, trying to survive. It's about survival. So they're in a battle, in a war every day. And, you know, it's so sad. But, yeah, I thank you so much, Narcissa, for calling in tonight. And Amir, glad that you're on here. I know from time to time you'll listen. Most times you won't talk. But you did talk a couple times. And it's good that you do listen. And Narcissa, thank you so much for what you're doing and advocating for Ali and all. And I will talk to you soon. Everybody, that was Narcissa. She's an advocate for Ali Shabazz. Ali has been a guest on News Forum several times. And he used to have, you know, phones and all that stuff, but they've been cracking down on the cell phones for the inmates and all that. So he would still be calling in every Sunday like he was before, and so many others that used to call in every Sunday night and talk. So a lot of times now, sometimes they'll sneak and they'll call in from a tablet and listen, but they can't talk. But they do still listen. So hopefully they'll be able to talk again soon, because I love hearing them call in and telling us all the conditions in the prisons and all. And I like for them to tell that story instead of me telling what they've told me. I like for you guys to hear it firsthand from them, okay? But now we're going to speak to one of our hosts here on WBNN, my dear friend, brother Tuni Bakatun, Magic Man Haru. And we're going to talk about the same subject. So we're also going to talk about Thanksgiving. We know last week, everybody, you all celebrated Thanksgiving Day, which every year comes on the third Thursday of every November. It's always on the third Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. And, you know, who came up with that name, Thanksgiving Day, and why? And we're going to talk about that. And why do you guys celebrate it? So many people don't really know why. They just know, oh, Thanksgiving, we've been doing it. It's a tradition that's been going on since I can remember. When family come together, we have turkey and cranberry sauce and stuffing and this and that, collard greens with ham hocks in it. And now y'all be using turkey ham and all that stuff, smoked turkey and all that. But a lot of y'all still use the ham hocks and, you know. But anyway, this is how it's been for generations, for so many people. And, hey, why? Why one day a year, people? Why is there one day a year that you must get together with your family and friends and have a feast, okay, every year the same time? Why? Okay? Thanksgiving should be every day, because every day we should be giving thanks to our Creator. Thanks to God, okay, for seeing another day. Thanks, you know, for this and that. There's so many things to be thankful for, and to come together with family. That can be any time you decide to do it. Not just a day that man has created that's materialistic. Number one, it's materialistic. It's filled with propaganda, of course. You all run out, you buy turkeys, and you buy all this food, spend so much money on food and alcoholic beverages and desserts and all of this stuff. And, you know, and you do it year after year. But a family dinner should be every day. For those of you that have children, young children, parents should be cooking a home-cooked meal every single day and giving thanks. Okay, for it, and thanks for everything else that God has blessed you with. And Thanksgiving here in America, we're going to talk about it, y'all. Okay, it's crazy that so many people still celebrate it, because it is not a day of thanks. It's not. It's a day of tragedy. That's what it represents. And as I said earlier, that every day we wake up here in America, we wake up to a lie, okay? Why do we wake up to a lie? Well, because the way this land was acquired was based on a lie. It was based on theft. It was based on murder, bribery, and everything else, okay? This is stolen land. So every day we wake up to a lie, okay, every single day. So let's bring on Brother Hooney now. Hooney, how are you this evening?
I'm doing excellent. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. So,
wow.
Hooney,
you know, you...
let's first talk about Thanksgiving. Let's talk about this Thanksgiving Day that, you know, the white man created and all that stuff, you know, the pilgrims, and, you know, they were supposed to be friendly with the Indians and all of that, you know, the story that they told us in school when we were growing up, and they're still telling the same lie now in schools all across the country. So let's talk about the real meaning. What is Thanksgiving? Let's talk about that, and we're going to talk about Black Friday as well, because Black Friday, oh boy, every year, y'all go out and spend money, 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 and you think things are on sale. Well, a lot of things do be on sale, but hey, but the true meaning of Black Friday, we're going to talk about that first, because it has to do with slavery. You know, the slaves were sold at half price, and, you know, some were sold a little less, you know, but they were sold at discounted prices. And, you know, other things that fall into this Thanksgiving Day that you people celebrate, you know, all around this country, and some people celebrate it now in other countries as well, which is sick, y'all. It's really sick. So, Hooney, let's talk about Thanksgiving. What is it? And why do people still celebrate it?
You know, what's so unique, you mentioned a feast. Now, I'm going to speak, a lot of times I normally speak about the Nuban or Aswanian side of my family, which is my grandfather. Now, I'm going to speak on the other side, which is my mother. As a Black Hawk and Cherokee mixed Native American, we always, as the original people of this land, we always celebrated or had what's called a feast of gratitude. Long before they renamed it Thanksgiving, a feast of gratitude is where not just our tribe, but many other tribes, the surrounding tribes, would get together, and we would exchange not just food. A lot of times we would exchange daughters and sons, and we intermarried with one another. Also, I want to take the time to share something, and this is going to go back to the sister that was on just before I came on. One of the things that they used that as a form of another census, so because they know that the original people are still suffering from an identity crisis. And when I say original people, I'm talking about the original Native American here, as well as, you know, and it's not just the people that was taken from the continent of Africa. They was taking us, when I say original people, I'm talking the original black and brown people, the original people of Mother Earth, okay? They was taking us from all around this entire planet. But primarily, when you look at the Native American, which was very similar to certain west coast of what they call it, the continent of Africa, including when they did the kidnapping with some of the tribes and stuff like that were stolen, they also took them from various parts of that continent as well. But going back to the Feast of Gratitude, remember that word, long before they renamed it and made it theirs, as they always do, it was a feast of gratitude where we gave reverence to Mother Nature. We gave reverence to Mother Earth. We gave reverence to all the elements and stuff like that, because we as children of nature are one with nature. And that's the way we did it, not just, as you say, not just one particular day out of the year. We did this on a constant basis. From the time that we woke up, the first thing that I had to learn is we give thanks for our life, our health, and everything else in between. That's on a daily, okay? And then that's what happened is certain tribes start to mix into one another, and all tribes might have something a little bit different. And then we would either add to it or take away from it to suit our needs, if you follow me so far.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Brother Hooney?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm here. Now,
okay.
if you look at the tragedy, once they took it away from us, now, also, let me also throw something else in here, too. One of the best-kept secrets is that most of the people that was taken, they was taken from right here. The misnomer is they took certain tribes from various parts of Africa, right? That's the misnomer. But it was only less than a quarter of the people that was already on this land, that most of the people that you don't see was a variety of different tribes from one side of America to the other side of America, whether north, south, east, or west. Most of them was pretty much conquered, poisoned, and even to the point where they was murdered. So it's very few Native Americans or original Native that's actually left right here to this day and time.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. That's very interesting there, yeah. And, yeah, so many people, yeah, they still talk about how, you know, the slaves are brought over from Africa on ships and all that stuff. And, so that's so crazy. But, yeah, we were already here. You know, many indigenous people were already here, and we are definitely indigenous people, and we were here. And, you know, it's just so sad. And when we think about Thanksgiving Day as it is today and why they came up with this day, you know, to cover up what they've done and, you know, to make people think this was a day, you know, of friendship and peace, when it was not. And as we look at what's going on around the world now, Brother Hooney, what's going on all over the world, okay? They're warring everywhere. And it's about, most of the wars are about land. It's about territorial turfs and trying to steal what does not belong to them, trying to take something that belongs to another group of people, and it's wrong. And every time other groups infiltrate countries and areas that don't belong to them, it's always for a reason. And if we look at the Middle East, we look at their resources that they have, we look at Africa and their resources. You know, these countries, they have a lot of wealth in these countries, and people want it, okay? They want the fuel and other resources that are right there in that land, okay? If we look at Africa, Africa has, what, diamonds and pearls and the whole nine, gold, and also fuel. And every war is about people wanting to have power and control. And then we look at the governments that fund wars. Their money is funding wars. And it's just crazy, Brother Hooney. So let's talk about that. So this past week, there was a four-day agreement for a ceasefire for 4 days over there in the Middle East with Palestine and Israel. And for those 4 days, hostages were supposed to be released from Gaza, and prisoners were supposed to be released from Israel. And so, you know, they did release some. All have not been released, and they had a delay in the ceasefire with the, you know, transference of prisoners and hostages and all of that. But Friday they did release some, and then Saturday they were supposed to release some more, but then they halted it because Palestine said that, or Hamas said that Israel was not holding up to their end of the bargain, and they were not providing enough trucks to come through, providing aid like food and water and other supplies that were necessary to help the Palestinians survive. And so they rectified that, and then they released a few more hostages, and now they're saying it may, you know, go another day. Each day they'll look at it, and every day that Hamas releases, I think, 10 of the hostages, Israel will release, I think, 50 more of the prisoners. So it's supposed to be a total of 150 prisoners released, I believe, so by the end of, you know, the ceasefire agreement. And then more if they continue to live up to their bargain, each of them, if they live up to what they're saying they're going to do. But then we know while this is happening, they're still warring because people are still being killed. Okay, some Palestinians have still been killed over the weekend. There have been some airstrikes in the whole nine. This is really crazy. And now we have wars breaking out all over the Middle East, and it's even branching out further. And it's all about, again, about territory. So let's talk about that, Brother Hooney.
You know, what's so sad, what's so really sad in this day and time is that the people that have been in control for such a long time, and you're right, it did come in and took control of the most precious resource, which is the people first. They know that the original people that was of what they call Bani Israel was not of the people that was taking that land and giving. Okay, those are not the original people. They know that themselves. This is one of the main reasons why they went into Ethiopia and took some of the Falashans. You heard about the Falashans. Look it up. The Falashaha tribe that was living in Ethiopia at the time. Okay, and these are some of the people that migrated from, as it said, and this is, if you go back to, I think, two of the previous shows that I was a special guest on, I mentioned, it says that the Lord was very angry with Israel, and he removed all of them from his sight, except for the tribe of Judah. And this is when the ancient tribe of Judah migrated south. And when they migrated south, they ended up into what most people call Ethiopia, okay? So this is one of the main reasons why some of the people that have, I don't know if you heard about this, and this is one of those best-kept secrets that the media try to hide. They took some of those people who are of the original descendants of the House of Israel, especially the women. And we know the women are the ones who pretty much are the ones who carry the seeds. So they not only got to a point where they started to populate. Sound familiar? Just like it takes us right back to the Bible. When they start to populate, they can pretty much be right back to a land that was once theirs. Okay, so now they all of a sudden put these people on a form of birth control. Okay, so to try to keep them from being able to multiply and overtake a land that was theirs originally. Now, in order for Israel, if they're calling themselves, in order for them to survive, they have to do what they have to do. Now, I'm not saying I agree with it, but if they didn't do what they're doing, they would cease to exist. Because they are really, really a minority if you look at the original tribes that was once there, as well as surrounding tribes. So they're doing what they feel is necessary. But also I want to take time to say this here. I want people, all people, especially people who's listening tonight or when it's our time, is to start judging people by what they do. Because if you judge them by what they do, then you'll delve back into the nature in which they have. Anyone who ever heard me speak, and they're definitely going to hear me speak about this tonight, it comes down to those who have soul and those who don't. It takes a soulless people, a heartless people, to continue to not only do stuff to people to murder them, to strip them of their land, their wealth, their history, without remorse. This is what I want people to judge it by. And if you start judging people by their nature, they themselves will tell you who they are and who they are not. Mm-hmm. You feel it?
Yes. That's so true. That is definitely true. Yeah, and that's what we need to start doing. Like, yeah, definitely. And, you know, so many people, though, they, you know, put on a, you know, facade and, you know, and all that, the trickery that goes on. Let's talk about the trickery, Huni, the trickery that goes on all across this world, trickery by governments, by these politicians and different organizations such as fraternities and sororities as well. And even the free thinkers and the Freemasons and the Masonic people and all of that. And, you know, some of these entities as well are filled with trickery, brainwashing, and control. Let's talk about that.
You know, let me make something clear, because a lot of what they call them Freemasons, the Shriners, and all of that, please don't. I'm not saying you. I'm saying this for the tennis listener. Don't confuse the people of later day that's calling or took control of Freemasonry just like took control of religion as we know it today. Me, I have been a part of that for many years, starting with the Order of Melchizedek. Anyone who's not familiar, take time to get a concordance and look it up. The Order of Melchizedek was really one of the first original orders that actually predated these orders that become, you know, that they're claiming, be it Freemasonry and all these sub different groups that they have. It's really a reenactment of a true story that actually took place. Okay? But don't confuse the original Order of Melchizedek with what they're calling Freemasonry and all these other subgroups that they're doing today, because it goes down to a reenactment that they didn't even know. You understand? So a lot of that has to do with stuff that's being made up. And like always, you got power and infiltration and all kind of things that come on that has been happening in this day and time, and they have used that to their advantage and our disadvantage. But again, it really comes down to an identity crisis. If people don't know who and what they are and what they come from, and this is what I can't stress enough, we as a people have to be able to comprehend who and what we are, where we come from, and also know that when you especially those of us who's religious, in the sense of Judaism, in the sense of Christianity, or even in what they're calling Islam now, those are some of our original stories, even though we are family. You understand?
Yeah.
A family that has been separated and divided and conquered for such a long time, that we get back to the fact that we are really, really family, then we'll be able to see through a lot of stuff that they're just taking out of our hands. And this is why we have to get away from that being converted to another person's version of it. And they got a lot of the original people, us, is fussing and fighting over somebody else's version. So when a person like me comes, as well as you who knows the difference, this is why I can't stress enough, and I'm going to take time to say this again, not just the Native American, but the original people of the scriptures as we know it. It's very important is for us to look up Bereshit chapter 15, verse 13 and 14, where it speaks about the descendants of Abraham that will be in bondage for 400 years. And once we come out of that 400 years, we're going to come out with great substance. And we can't come out with that great substance if we don't comprehend and accept who and what we are as the first children of the Most High, according to Scripture. Once we do that,
wow,
a lot of stuff that was stripped from us will be returned. And I know a lot of people have been fighting, and, you know, we've been a nation divided. Some people is for reparations. Mm-hmm. Some people is not for it. But if you,
yeah,
if you really, really accept that for what the Word says, for what, you know, the Creator have said, that we're going to come out with great substance and something much greater than reparations can ever give us. We're talking about getting our land, our pride, our self-respect back, and all the things that were stripped from us shall be returned, but it's not going to be returned if we don't accept that.
Wow. Thank you so much, Brother Hooney. Stay right there, everybody. We're going to open up the phone lines, the callers, in a few moments, okay? So if you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web and you want to talk tonight, you must dial 516-453-9133 and press 1 once connected. If you're already listening tonight via landline or cell phone, press 1 to talk live on the air tonight with me. All right, we're going to have an international track because it's going all over the world, but we're going to have a track now by our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame DJ legend, Dr. Olasky.
Praise the mama, wiping my mouth, and the Lord is my God.
All right. That was an awesome, awesome track. Thank you so much, DJ Alasky. And that was John P. Key. You know, John P. Key has so many great gospel songs, everybody. If you never heard of them, guess what? You better look them up. I remember in my choir days, we used to do a lot of his songs. Never did that one, but I always loved that song. And he had some great stuff. So check it out. All right? Now, back to our conversation tonight. We're talking about propaganda. We're talking about politics and governments and, you know, control, how they're brainwashing and controlling nations and people, nations of people. So we're talking about that tonight. If you have something to say about it tonight, press 1. We're also talking about money and the love of it. And don't let it consume you, okay? What have you done for money? What will you do for money? Tell us about that tonight. So let's talk, continue our conversation, Hooney. Let's talk about money and the love of money right now. I want to get your input on that. We know the Bible says the love of money is the root to evil. It's the root to all evil. And money itself is not evil, but the love of it is. Now, in the past or whenever, any time during your life, what can you think of or recall that you did for money that you would not do now for money? Is there any time when you, you know, did something for money, for that love of money?
Well, honestly, no. Outside of working myself 7 days a week, pretty much, two different states, sometimes 18 to 20 hours with very little rest. But I choose not to do that again. You know, but Tim Taylor, let me also say this here. In order to reinforce one of the greatest lies that's ever been told, and this is why I keep stressing, don't confuse the original people of the scripture, the original people of ancient lands with the people that exist there in this day and time. They know that.
Yes.
But thanks to Hollywood, you get what I'm saying, is most people, and it's sad, when you look at the scriptures themselves don't say that, but when you remove the common sense and you depend on Hollywood or you depend on leadership who don't even know themselves to teach you the truth, how can they teach you the truth when they don't even know it? Or they might, like some people, took a buyout to keep their whole entire congregation in a state of blind faith. Our scriptures don't want us to have blind faith. Our scriptures want us to know. Ever since Bereshit to Genesis chapter 3, verse 22, it says, now, in this, you know, it, of course, it's going to say man, but it includes the woman. Because we're speaking about the Adamite tribe according to the scripture. Now they know, not that they believe, we're supposed to know who and what we are. We're supposed to know what the angels and what the scriptures and who and what we are as the first children of the Most High. We're supposed to know this, not to believe it. But what's sad is a lot of people don't even believe it themselves. They read about it, but again, they depend on Hollywood. So now, check this out. If they didn't go over there and defend what they're calling Israel, right, and you go to Hollywood, most of all the movies and stuff they put out, they don't put out characters such as the Lord and Savior Jesus or Moses or any of these biblical characters in their original form in which they look, with the woolly hair, the burnt black skin, their so-called African features. They don't put that in Hollywood. As a matter of fact, I think it was only one movie that they put out a long time ago. Do you remember that movie?
No. What was it?
It was the movie that actually depicted Jesus Christ as a black man. And what's so crazy about it, his disciples that they had around him, they had them looking like, you know, they was Caucasian, but they depicted him in the form in which he really looked, with the woolly hair, the burnt black skin, thick lips.
Oh, wow.
All of the way that the book of Revelation described. And if you think I'm lying, right, you can't burn something white. They described him as feet like burnt, feet like bread, as if it burned in the furnace. Now, brass itself is already of color, right? And if you can turn that brass and turn around and burn it, it's going to carbonate. And anything that's been carbonated, just like toast, you got a burnt black person. So there's no way you can burn something Caucasian of something white. You can't do it. But here's the thing, as I was saying earlier, our people, the original people, will fight tooth and nail over everything, but they don't want to fight for the identity of the true Lord and Savior that our scriptures, according to the way he was described in the book of Revelation. Why won't we take time to fight for that? Why? It's because we would take time to see ourselves. We would take time to realize there ain't no Caucasian on this planet is going to come and save us. It's something that we got to look in the mirror, man and woman up, and take it upon ourselves to do what we got to do to save ourselves and each other.
Yeah, and that's so true, honey. Yeah,
hello?
And that's so true. And, I've always talked about, when I used to have my church and go around preaching, I would tell people, hey, Jesus is black. And I would go into the churches, and they had white Jesuses hanging up. And I'd say, why do y'all have that on the wall? And a lot of them would get mad and angry, and they would argue, oh, Jesus white. And I would go to that same scripture and show them. And I'd say, well, how could y'all read this scripture and not realize from the description that the painting on your wall is all wrong? But still today, there are churches that have that same white Jesus with the blonde hair and blue eyes. And then, they worship and pray to that Jesus. And, it's just so sad. And going to some black homes, they still have a picture hanging up in their house somewhere with that same so-called portrayal of Jesus. And it's totally wrong. And even with, all the people back in the biblical days, the Egyptians were black, and everybody, they were black people. And yet the Egyptians will argue you down and say, oh, no, that's not the complexion. We were not of a dark complexion. And, I just argued with somebody a few weeks ago that was an Egyptian that got mad because a guy posted something portraying some of the people in Egypt. And she said, why do you people always want to try to steal somebody else's identity? So it was hilarious, but I had to, set the record straight for her, with her, because that was just ridiculous. But they're brainwashed, and they don't know the truth. And as you said, people that are teaching some of this stuff, they don't know the truth. We've all been brainwashed, and it's sad. And it's time to be reprogrammed, unprogrammed, deprogrammed people, and start learning the truth. All right, Dr. O, I know you got something you want to say. You want to jump in here and say something, so go right ahead.
You know I do. You know what I mean? Bill's got to be paid. You're a great doctor. But let me explain something that you asked from Brother Hooney, and I'm going to say from the gate, yes, I was a miscreant, being part of the Crip gang, what I do for money, and how the Creator changed my life, Doctor. Look at what I'm doing now. Okay?
Yes.
There's times, being in gangs when I was 11 years old. 11. I was still in middle school doing things for money. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Gang banging for money. And God has touched my life in a way that to garner my bachelor's degree, my master's degree, an honorary doctorate. So I tell everybody out there, if you get your life right on the right road, you can do wonders. Dr. Chinchilla J, a person that shared with you things that she has done at a young age. I'm not going to share that now. You should have heard the shows before. And Dr. J know what I'm talking about. She had to do what she had to do at that time, right, Doc? But it didn't change who you were. It wasn't about the love of money. It was about the love of yourself and your understanding at that time. And now look at the great doctor. Two-time champion on this network. Linear New Host of the Year, Overall Host of the Year, 2021 and 22. Our fifth reigning commissioner. Yes, she had made decisions. Don't judge her on that. Only judge her on the body of work of her broadcasting. With Sound City Radio, and then we made her better here at Beverly Nation. Now, of course, we're going to get into final thoughts. you know what I mean, with her and Honey Bakatoon, and then we're going to play a special song that she wanted me to play before Ngozi time. I want to share something with, you know, the great Honey Bakatoon, if I can. Honey, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Man, it's been my, you know, to share with News Forum listeners around the world, where we will wear you. But he is our most tenured host now, Dr. Chinchilla J.
Yeah.
Been here since 2017.
Yes.
A grand champion. The only two-time Anna Waddell Award-winning host of the year. Okay? And
yes.
A lifetime achiever to the Hall of Fame with enshrinement. This man shared something that stepped on my toe tonight. Let me explain why, Mr. Honey Bakatoon. The so-called Blackfoot Indian, that's what white folks say. No, they were black people.
Yeah.
How about that? You hear what I just said, Toon? They were black people.
Yes,
they were not what you heard. Those so-called Indians were people of indigenous proprieties. Just, you know, just, okay, no. You know, all the old folk back in the day would say, hey, you know, your grandma looked, you know, she was Indian, but she looked black. No, she was black. And she didn't look Indian because, you know, that's the slur word. Even the city of Cleveland changed their, you know, their team to the Guardians. Even the city of Washington changed their team to the Commanders. There's no more Redskins. There's no more Indians. Of course, Kansas City honored their, you know, the people that really we are Chiefs. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
How about that? So that's not a slur when you have the Kansas City Chiefs. That is the highest standard of, you know,
yes.
That, you know, the way of life of the indigenous people. We are chiefs. We are captains. We are queens. We are kings. So the Kansas City Chiefs, even though I hate y'all, you know, as a team, because I'm Las Vegas Raider fan, you know, and the whole Hunt family, you know what I mean? I don't eat Hunt's ketchup. I eat Heinz because I hate y'all. But that's the point. I'm saying the Chiefs, when it comes out of that, you know, they do it the right way. But Indian and Redskins, Orange men, you know, Red men, thank you, St. John's and Syracuse for making it right. It's slurs. And that type of division, Doctor and Honey Bakatoon, you know, causes the rift we have in internet radio. My last thought tonight, you know, that will bring forth through statement is to the black broadcasters around the world.
Mm.
The so-called black shows around the world. Why are you not strong enough like Beverly Nation? How come you can't start your shows on time? How can't you not talk about what, you know, the seminal issues of our people, and you try to divide companies that are black? This is not a black company, and I'm proud of that. This is a universal, international entity of greatness. Beverly Nation stands, as you see the lighthouse around the world, right, Doc? That lighthouse has nothing in behind it, right? Brother Honey Bakatoon, when I told you that when you first came on this network, Beverly Nation stands. We are the beacon of light in our uncharted land. We are the epitome of greatness. We stand clear, conscious, and together. I said what I said.
Amen. Amen.
All right. He said what he said, everybody. He said what he said. Yes, he did. All right, Brother Hooney, give me your final thoughts tonight on our discussions and topics tonight. What do you want the people to know, and what you want to stick with them the most tonight?
Right. Is get out of this identity crisis. When I speak about that, whether you are Native American or a descendant from various parts of what they call in Africa or anywhere on this planet. Once you know who and what you are, no one can teach you how to hate yourself. That's one of the main things that I have been part of a ministry for well over 38 years, is to get us to love ourselves and each other again.
Mm-hmm.
And once we do that, there's nothing on earth or outside of this earth that anyone or any enemy or any form can contest. I'm the host of We Will Aware You. My next advancement will be December the 14th, and I'll be speaking about A Reason and a Time to Kill, Saving the Children, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. No more fun and games from here. This is real. This is real. So I encourage everybody to tune in. Everyone who's concerned about all the things that's happening on this planet, especially with the things that's affecting our future, which is our children. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brother Hooney. You know, he said his next show is going to be about, you know, a time to kill. And, you know, that's something biblical in the book of Ecclesiastes. It talks about that. It's a time for everything under the sun. So I can't wait to tune into that show, Brother Hooney. Thank you so much for coming on, being my guest tonight, and talking about all the things we discussed tonight. And people, you know, we brought you some truths tonight, and definitely, you know, definitely try to do better and realize who you are and whose you are, and not allow yourself to continuously be programmed, controlled, and brainwashed with all of this stuff that you've learned from birth, okay, and all of this traditional stuff and, you know, all these generational curses and generational other things that have gone down through the generations in your family. Try to be free of that stuff. And it's all about what you want to do, you making the right choice for you and your family. Some people are comfortable with continuously making wrong choices and continuously believing what they believe and set in their ways. But guess what? It's going to lead to destruction, okay? So wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. All right, it is time for Ngozi time, and then I'll be right back at you to give you what's going to be happening next Sunday and to give you my final thoughts. And you're going to also find out how you can donate to be a voice in Right the Wrong Coalition. All right, it's now Ngozi time, and I'll be right back.
Been true. All this killing, them, don't want them, don't want them to do the do. So save them, teach them right. Save the little children, the younger ones. Oh yeah, save them from what we've been through. We've been through so much fighting, so much killing one another. We gotta stop now, take a look. We gotta save the children, only for the children that were there.
The great Bob Marley and the Wailers, save the children. Save the children right now, right now. And who you call in your precious name. Dig it? Now, of course, you know, 99 problems, but Chinchilla ain't one. Let's congratulate in historic fashion. The 2022 Anna Waddell Award winner for the overall host of the year. An exhortation in Excelsior on her 99th, that's right, her 99th WBNN all-time connection record, honoring the late, great Darlene Lawrence in Championship Realm. Every time we mention Darlene, this is a show that she would have absolutely loved. You hear me? Darlene from heaven above is smiling down on Dr. J tonight for shows with righteous consciousness that she talked about on a constant basis. So in honoring Darlene, we honor Jay tonight. Congratulations. And she's only one more from the historic century mark. 100 all-time connection records. It's coming. Not tonight, but it's coming. Also, we have something very sacred that the good doctor and I will be talking about after the show. And getting in preparation for annual honors at O&E on next Tuesday night. And it is going to be outstanding, honoring the great Sonia Griffin with the Governor's Award from my great network, presented by the great Hall of Famer for the National Radio Hall of Fame, Andrea Presley. And then we're going to honor a young lady that is historic in her own right. Her name is Tiana Speaks. Presented by Clever One, last year's Linear New Host of the Year at WBNN. Honoring her now being the 2023 WBNN Sonya Griffin Award-winning Linear New Host of the Year. And then we have the audacity to honor a Hall of Famer. How about that? To enshrine Angela Thomas Smith to the Great Academy, presented by her family members, and Huni Bakatun, a lifetime achiever. And you guys will know on O&E Honors Night who will be this year's Anna Waddell Award recipient. How about that? It's already been voted by our wonderful host on this network, and you'll know with that. And that presenter, one of the presenters was going to be Sister Bessie the Truther herself. And I got a surprise presenter to bring that person into that realm. But I'm not going to hold, you know, the rest of the show because I'm giving Chinchilla only like 2 minutes to talk. But, of course, we honor her tonight. Congratulations, Dr. J. And, of course, WBN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia. Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X. Ola Dele Malewa and Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or welcome program tonight? Ola Dele, that Ngozi behind you. Com, and I am. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola Dele Malewa and Ngozi, also part of the Academy. You know, all type of achievements and all that. Saying good night, good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio, supporters on a constant basis. And for the next 3 minutes, you have the fifth rating commissioner of this wonderful network, who I have an esteemed pleasure, you already should know her, Dr. Chinchilla J.
All right, thank you so much, Dr. O, and thank you. Wow, 99 ATRs, ATCRs, all-time connection records, and God bless Darlene Lawrence, and may she continue to rest well. Wow, everybody, thank you for tuning in tonight. Again, thank you, Brother Hooney. Thank you, Narcissa, for chiming in tonight and talking about what we talked about, money, the love of it, and the control and the brainwashing and all that stuff and, you know, how it all correlates to wrongful convictions and the wars that's going on and everything else that's happening around the world. Make sure you guys tune in next Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. To News Forum. Same number, 516-453-9133. And we are going to be into the first Sunday in December. And it's going to be a great show next Sunday night. A lot of great stuff going on. A lot of great guests next Sunday night. So make sure you guys tune in. And definitely tune in Tuesday night to our O&E Honors. It's going to be a wonderful night. Those of you that never listened to an O&E Honors show, definitely tune in this Tuesday night, 9:30 p.m., and tune in tomorrow night to News Forum as well. And for the rest of this week, everybody, for heaven's sakes. Okay, if you need to reach me during the week, do so, 844-642-8378, extension 888. Also, you can contact me through Facebook on my Facebook page, Chinchilla Jonesia, Chinchilla is with one L, and also on the Mike, M-I-C, Test Entertainment TV's Facebook page. Check out that page, like and follow it. And you're going to find out now how you can donate to Be a Voice. We can use your donations for Be a Voice and Right to Wrong Coalition to continue our advocacy work. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Until next week, I say remember to always, always be a voice on purpose. Take a listen.
Money talks. So put your money where your mouth is. Be a voice today by donating to Be a Voice. Cash App, $, Be a Voice Tour. That's $ BEAVOICETOUR. Be a Voice Tour. Or donate via Venmo at Be a Voice. If you would like to donate via credit card, you must call the Be a Voice office at 844-642-8378, extension 111. Again, 844-642-8378. Extension 111. Be a voice today. If you would like to be a guest on News Forum and have a case of injustice, please give me a call Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. at 844-642-8378 to tell me about your story. And you might just be News Forum's next guest.